Grand County Republican Representative Carl Albrecht's House Joint Resolution 1 is pretty straightforward. Its 36 lines of short text conclude with an appeal to Utah's congressional delegation. The message? Pass legislation to make Utah exempt from future national monument designations. But a public hearing for HJR 1 on Monday evening was anything but straightforward. At a meeting of the Senate Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee, the resolution was met with public opposition, and much of it coming from representatives of Utah Native American tribes. Dene Shandeen, who is Navajo, said that Albrecht's measure was one more example of indigenous voices being ignored by policymakers.
This is simple for me as an indigenous woman, as a survivor of systematic genocide, someone who dedicates my daily life preserving my history and the sovereignty of my people. This exemption of the Antiquities Act is quite clear to me, and it's a further suppression of the indigenous voice. Unfortunately, this is nothing new to us, and here we are again as First Nations, as a tribal coalition, who have been excluded in the conversation and decision-making process. I've seen it happen over and over again.
That message was backed up with testimony by other Native opponents of the resolution, including Carl Moore, who is Hopi, and who said that because Utah national monuments encompass sacred tribal lands, tribal voices needed to be heard.
I would like to appeal to your hearts, you know? It's time that people look inside and say, what do we need to do as human beings? Bears Ears, that original designation, was something that was done by the Native American people, by a collaboration of people, by some of my people, the Hopi people, because that place is sacred. And I don't know. I hear things, people commenting about working together or whatever. That's a good thing, but the Native American voice has to be heard before anybody else's voice. This is Native land. It's always going to be Native land.
But Matt Anderson with the conservative think tank Sutherland Institute spoke in favor of Representative Albrecht's resolution. Anderson said that testimony at the hearing proved that the Antiquities Act was being misused in Utah.
We heard a young woman earlier speak about the Native American artifacts are the reason for the Antiquities Act, and she's absolutely correct. In the same breath, we heard another gentleman talk about clean air and oil and gas drilling and that we need to stop that by using the Antiquities Act. It highlights the point that the Antiquities Act is really being used for things other than its intended original purpose of protecting Native American sites. It's being used for issues of climate change, political favors, political gamesmanship, you name it. And that's wrong. We should be using laws for their intended purposes, not anything more.
Lawmakers who last year passed a resolution asking for national monuments in Utah to be reduced or rescinded were more amenable to this line of argument, and House Joint Resolution 1 passed the committee on a 3-2 vote. Following that vote, there was an exchange that demonstrated the elevated tensions in Utah over the wide divide on public lands policy. Committee Chair Orem Republican Senator Margaret Dayton called for order after some members of the public expressed vocal frustration with the easy passage of Albrecht's bill.
We will call this meeting to order, and those of you who are making outbursts will exit the room. We will have order in this room, and that is inappropriate. That is inappropriate.
Where's our tribal councilman at? Where's our tribal leaders at? Did you contact them? All you guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
Your comments are inappropriate, and you can elect people to the legislature to represent you if you're not happy with the representation you've got.
House Joint Resolution 1 now only needs to clear the full Senate to be sent to Governor Gary Herbert's desk for a signature. I'm Roger McDonough with KCPW News.